Hello, 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 and welcome to this episode of Quiz Coconut's Quick Fire Quiz Pod. No, you are not hearing things. This is not James. I have snuck in here to the quiz pod to keep the seat warm while James is away, and my name is Quiz Mistress Elaine. As per usual, do not use Google or Wikipedia.
Use your coconut!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Quiz Coconut's Quiz Pod. And happy International Women's Day. This week around the world, people celebrate International Women's Day, so this special Quiz Pod episode celebrates iconic international women. As always, there are 10 questions and 15 points available. Let's kick off with question one. Which iconic Mexican artist is famous for surrealist portraits? That's question one. Which iconic Mexican artist is famous for surrealist portraits? Question two. Who is this well-known woman from the first line of her Wikipedia entry? Born in 1866, died in 1943. She was an English author, illustrator, natural scientist, and conservationist, best known for her children's books, which have sold 250 million copies. Question three. Ada Lovelace was a pioneer in which field? Now remember, quizzers, if you need more time to think, press the pause button and you can always come back to me. It's a podcast. It's not live. Okay, for those ready, we're moving on to question four. In 2010, a film about a team of soldiers who defuse bombs won Best Picture at the Oscars, the first for a female director. Name the film and name the female director for a point each. So question four again, this is worth 2 points. A film about a team of soldiers who defuse bombs won Best Picture at the Oscars. First for a female director ever. Name the film and the female director for a point each. Question five. In 1960, Sirimavo Bandara Nayake became the world's first woman prime minister of which country? Question six. This one is worth 3 points, and it's all about music. Can you name these three female artists for a point each? Here are the clues. First one, which female solo artist has sold the most albums ever? The second, who has the highest grossing tour ever? Third point, who was the first to top the charts with a self-written song? Which female solo artist has sold the most albums ever? For the second point, who has the highest grossing tour ever? And for your third point, who was the first female to top the charts with a self-written song? Okay, and now for question seven. Question seven. 18th century author Mary Wollstonecraft is considered the mother of blank. Fill in the blank. What do you think? Question seven. 18th century author Mary Wollstonecraft is considered the mother of blank. Fill in the blank. Question 8. In which Olympic event is the women's record better than the men's? Question 8 again. In which Olympic event is the women's record greater than the men's? Question 9. Who survived a gunshot to the face and at the age of 17 became the Nobel Peace Prize winner? Question 10, the final question of this quiz, and it's worth 3 points. Can you name these three sportswomen for a point each? For your first point, which Romanian gymnast scored the first perfect 10 in history at the age of 14? Which German has won the most women's tennis Grand Slams this century, aside from the Williams sisters? And for your third point, in 2005, who set the record for sailing around the world solo? Okay, so question 10, it's worth 3 points. Can you name these three sportswomen for a point each? First point, which Romanian gymnast scored the first perfect 10 in history at the age of 14? Okay, that brings us to the end of the questions, but not the end of the quiz, because we're going to go through all the answers and you're going to get to see how well you did in today's quiz. Just in case you need a little bit more time to fill out some answers, it's time for the bad joke, guys.
This is today's bad joke.
I needed a new computer password, 8 characters long. So I picked Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
That was today's bad joke.
Do you know what? It's not bad, is it? It's not a bad joke. It's not bad. Okay, let's see how you did. Put your pens down. No more writing down your answers. It's time to see how well you did on our special International Women's Day Quiz Pod episode. Okay, so question one, I asked you which iconic Mexican artist is famous for surrealist portraits, and the answer is Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo, the Mexican surrealist portrait painter. Question two, I asked you to name this well-known woman from her Wikipedia entry. The answer, Beatrix Potter. Question three, Ada Lovelace was a pioneer in which field? The answer is computing. She was the first to realise the scope of computers beyond mere calculating. Question four, who was the female director? It was Catherine Bigelow. And you also got a point for naming the film. The film was The Hurt Locker. Question five, the Prime Minister was Sirimavo Bandaranaike and the country was Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka. Question six, it was worth 3 points. It was all about music. You had to name the three female artists for a point each. So the first question was which female solo artist has sold the most albums ever? Well, the answer might not be a surprise. It's Madonna. It's Madonna. The second point was for who has the highest grossing tour ever? That is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. And the last one, who was the first female to top the charts with a self-written song? It was my favourite. It was Kate Bush. Kate Bush. Question seven was all about Mary Wollstonecraft, the 18th century author. She was considered the mother of feminism. The mother of feminism. Question 8, in which Olympic event is the women's record greater than the men's? It's discus. So the distance is greater. The women's discus is slightly lighter. However, they do have the greater record than the men's for discus. Question 9. Who survived a gunshot to the face and at the age of 17 became the Nobel Peace Prize winner? It is Malala Yousafzai. Okay, and the final question was question 10. It was worth 3 points. So the first point was for which Romanian gymnast scored the first perfect 10 in history at the age of 14? The answer is Nadia Comăneci. The second point was for since the year 2000, which German has won the most women's tennis grand slams this century, aside from the Williams sisters? And the answer is Justine Henin. The very, very last point of the quiz. In 2005, who set the record for sailing around the world solo? The answer is Dame Ellen MacArthur. So there you have it. How well did you do? Out of possible 18, nope, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm very bad at maths. 15 points. You could have got 15 points. How well did you do out of 15 points on this Quiz Pod episode celebrating International Women's Day? Thank you for letting me host your quiz, and I look forward to hosting for you again. Bye-bye from me, Quiz Mistress Elaine. Fancy being responsible for booking your most epic work event? Well, we do virtual quizzes. Get in touch if you want us to do a virtual quiz. We do them worldwide. If you want a quiz in Canada, in person, get in touch with James. If you want a quiz in person and you're in the London area, why not come down to my regular quiz at Balls Brothers, Minster Court, near Bank Station. We have a blast. It's free entry, free food, and a £100 bar tab prize. Sound too good to be true? That's because it probably is, and all my regulars are probably telling me to stop plugging it because it fills up fast. You have to book in advance. The first Tuesday of every month, maybe I'll see you down there.